Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today's conversation is all around how to deepen your connection to your spirit team. And so I'm going to share specific practices on how you can know who is around you and how to deepen your connection to them. And the inspiration for the conversation today is from a question that was submitted by Minna. And the question is, I'd like to know more about my spiritual team. How can I hear and understand their messages better? And do I have abilities to connect deeply to the spiritual world? Oh, I love this. And I'll actually just start with your last question, which is yes, you absolutely do have the ability to connect with the spiritual world. And I'm just going to say this as a general thing for everyone. I do believe that everyone has the ability to do so. And I say that boldly, I say that loudly and proudly. Everyone has the ability to connect to the spiritual world. And the reason why I know that is because we are spiritual beings. So at the core of it, we have to remember that we are spirit. We are from the divine. And so of course, if we are from the divine, it means that we are able to connect back to the divine. We have that spiritual hotline, so to speak, if you want to think of it that way. The reason why it feels like we are disconnected from the spiritual world, or why it might feel difficult to connect with spirit, is simply because we have ego, we have limiting thoughts, limiting beliefs, things that weigh us down and would have us think otherwise and would have us believe that we are not capable, or that we are not good enough, or that we aren't special enough, or whatever the case is. And I'll be honest, I used to think that. I used to think that I was not born special and that I didn't have the ability to connect with energy or angels or receive messages from the divine. I thought that was a special gift that was only given to certain people, and I was not one of them. And I was proven wrong. And I've seen over the years along the way that everyone has the ability to do this. It's simply a matter of practicing and choosing to lean into other thoughts and beliefs that actually serve you and that will support you in the development of your abilities. The other thing that I find is very helpful and supportive in this process is to really lean into the fact that your way of connecting to spirit and the way that you specifically are going to receive guidance and messages is going to be different than anyone else. We all are unique beings, which means that the way that we receive information is going to be different. It's going to be slightly different for each and every single person. The way that I perceive the archangels is unique to me. No one else is going to perceive it exactly the way that I do. There are probably similarities. Most likely there will be similarities and things that are the same or very similar, but it's not going to be exactly this way. And I feel that because as humans, we tend to systemize everything and we tend to have a, this is right, this is wrong. And because of that, we doubt ourselves. And because our spiritual connection is so unique and so different and not going to be the same as everyone else, we have a tendency to just say, oh yeah, I probably got it wrong, or that's not right, or I don't know how to do it. And we just kind of disregard our innate ability and our innate knowing and connection. So that's the first thing to just kind of keep in mind. And so just even for me on my journey, I found that as soon as I let go of my expectations of how I thought it should be or how it should look for me, or comparing myself to other people, when you let go of that, that's when you actually open up to the potential and to what's possible and how it's meant to be for you. And I know that's not easy. Like I say that, and I know that it's not easy because we're human. We judge, we compare ourselves. We see, how's that person doing here? What's this person thinking? Or how are they perceiving this information? Or I got this, what did they get? And so we tend to compare ourselves. And so this is going to be a practice. And understanding that the development of your spiritual connection is all about the practice. It's about practicing. It's about leaning into it day in and day out and understanding that it will continue to develop for the rest of your life. And so that's the other part of the release of expectations. There's no end goal. There's no like end in sight, really. That's just like, okay, I've achieved this and now I'm done. And I have gained everything that I could gain in terms of my spiritual connection. I don't believe that. I believe that our spiritual growth continues on for the rest of our lives. And so rather than feeling like you need to have an end goal, it's about the curiosity and it's about the development and it's about the knowing that it's an infinite relationship. It's an infinite opportunity to deepen, to understand, to learn, to grow, to heal. And so when we release our expectations of how it should be, and it should be this way, or it should look like this, or these are the abilities that I should have by now, and things like that, when we can let that go and really lean into the trust of how our specific journey is unfolding and where we are led to in this moment and which abilities are the strongest ones for us right now, then that is when we open up our receiving, our reception opens up to then be able to see and for the potential and the possibilities to be revealed to us and for us to be able to actually see that and then pursue that path. So that's the other thing that I'll simply say about this whole process. And then when it comes to understanding the messages that you are receiving, and as this question says, you know, how can I understand their messages better? How can I hear them on a deeper level? And I'll answer those two kind of separately. So the first thing is understanding their messages better. And the first thing I want to ask you for you to lean into, and this is the case for everyone, I'm answering Minna's question specifically, and also this is for everyone. What is your strongest sense right now? And I want you to think about when you are in meditation or when you are, you know, listening to a guided meditation, when you are receiving messages or when you are aware of the presence of the divine, how are you aware? How does that information come to you? Is it through your vision? Are you visually, when you're closing your eyes, do you visually see things? When you're in your guided meditation, do you visually see things? Are you feeling it in your body? Do you have a sense of knowing? Are you hearing? And so I want you to identify which one is your strongest sense. And once you identify that, that is the sense that you are going to use to connect with your spirit team. So that is the energy that you are going to, like how you're going to receive the energy and the input. It's going to come in through that sense in the strongest form. And when we lean into our strongest sense, that's actually how our other clairs open up. Believe it or not. And I know this because I've been doing this for so long and I've seen it happen in countless people. When they started to really lean into their strongest senses, the other ones opened up more effortlessly. And so that's what I want you to focus on here is when you're asking for guidance or receiving information or just tuning into their presence, utilize your strongest sense to connect with them. And the practice is simple. It's really about calling in your spirit team or calling in Archangel specifically, which I will share Minna, who is coming forward for you specifically. And for anyone who is watching this, if you want to know who's coming through specifically for you, I highly recommend that you tune in meditation. You can pull an angel card from the Archangel Oracle card deck right here if you're watching me on YouTube. Or you can just simply, you know, allow yourself to see and ask yourself, who am I most guided to connect with right now? And then connect with that archangel. And the reason why I recommend specifically calling on an archangel is because then you know who you're calling in, and then you're focusing on that, building that relationship. And that's going to deepen your trust and deepen your confidence much quicker than if you're just trying to guess who's around you. So that's why I recommend that you specifically call on a divine being. And it doesn't have to be the archangels, by the way. If you know who your spirit guides are, or if you like to work with an ascended master or other divine being, feel free to do this with them. The point is that you're being specific. Being specific is what's going to lead to a deeper sense of confidence and trust. And that's what's then going to open you up to being able to know who is around you, or to be able to connect with other beings, or to call on divine support and then tune in and be like, oh, that's who's coming forward. So you're going to use that to connect with them. And you're going to start off with simply calling in their presence and utilizing your strongest sense to become aware of their presence. That's it. And from there, it grows. From there, you can then ask for guidance. Then from there, you can ask for messages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Mina, for you, I see Archangel Michael coming forward and Archangel Gabriel. So those are the two angels that you are going to call on. Take turns with them. Don't do both at the same time. Take one Archangel Michael, for example, call on him, and then do that practice that I just shared. Then work with Archangel Gabriel and do that practice that I just shared. And from there, you're going to be able to expand that to other archangels or to your spirit team and whoever else. When it comes to practicing your hearing and your ability to hear messages specifically, this is your clairaudience. The way that I recommend you doing this is through channel writing. And the reason why channel writing is so powerful in being able to support our clairaudience is because it bypasses the mind. When we are trying to hear for messages, the mind immediately gets in the way because the mind is like, yeah, what is the message? What's coming up? Is this the right thing? I don't know. And it starts to have this mind chatter, and it can get in the way of us receiving clearer messages and from truly trusting in the message that does come through. So what I recommend that you do is you pull out a pen and a piece of paper or a journal, and you start to practice your channel writing abilities. And again, you're going to call on the archangels, like the specific one that is coming forward for you, and you're going to channel write with them. And as you channel write with them, that's what's going to help you to develop your clairaudience. This is one of the things that I share with you and that I teach you and that I support you with inside of the Developing the Clairs workshop. So in that workshop, it is developed to specifically help you to strengthen each of the clairs. So I just gave you the example of clairaudience. There's many more clairs that we have, and there's also our intuition. And I teach you how to deepen your intuition through oracle cards in that workshop specifically. So that's something else that I recommend to anybody who is wanting to deepen their spiritual connection, to anyone who wants to develop their clairs, to anyone who wants to strengthen their intuition. Join me inside of the Developing the Clairs workshop. It is a self-study workshop, which means that you get instant access and you can revisit the lessons anytime. You have lifetime access. And it's a really powerful practice to support you in not only being able to receive messages from the divine, but also just having a greater awareness of energy as a whole. So for empaths, my empaths out there, I have to tell you, when you focus on developing your clairs and how to be more focused in terms of messages, in terms of information that you receive through energy, through your senses, that is when you will stop being overwhelmed by all of the energy and being overwhelmed by how sensitive you are. Your sensitivity is a superpower. Your sensitivity is an indication that your clairs are there already, ready to be developed. And so you simply need a practice, a framework that's going to show you how to develop them and how to use them in the right circumstances so that you don't get overwhelmed. So the workshop information is in the show notes below this episode. For anyone listening in, if you're interested in joining me, I highly recommend it. Come and join me. The information is in the show notes. So that is it for the episode today. The last thing that I want to share is that for anyone who wants to submit a question, it's like an open question policy. Like you can just submit your question anytime, and you simply just obviously need to be subscribed to the podcast so that you do not miss any new episodes, so that you know when your question is being answered. But essentially, this is your opportunity to submit a question. And the way that I answer them is, of course, in a general sense, so that the guidance can support everybody. But then there's also specific things that are going to be pertinent to you only. And this is a really great opportunity for you to be able to receive that guidance. So that information to be able to submit a question is in the show notes as well. All you have to do is go to christinaroche.com/ask-Christina. And you can find all the details there and submit your question. And I cannot wait to answer it. So that is it for today's video. I am sending you so much love, so many angel blessings. And as always, I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection podcast, you can go to christinaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.